and slammed into the water below. I screamed the entire way down, my hands like a vice around the steering wheel. This wasn't happening. It was. I clawed at the seatbelt and unlatched it, but when I went to open the door, it refused. Water pressure blocked my way out. Do something, do something, do something, do something! The smell of algae surrounded me as water seeped in from the floorboard. It crept up my legs, my chest, my chin. I scrambled away from the cold, but there was no escape. I took one last gulp of air as the vehicle sank below the surface, water gushing in through the soft top. Light as a feather, the car drifted down several feet and settled on the bottom of the lake. Silence. I watched my blonde hair float around my face. I looked around at the watery darkness. The car should be pressurized. I could get out now, right? God, I didn't know. I was only 17. I didn't know anything about anything. I tugged at the door handle again. Nothing. I tried to roll down the window, but the electric wasn't working. Break the windows. I positioned my legs on the glass and shoved, stomped, beat. I was never getting out. Dizziness, panic. My chest burned. My nails